Hey there, Grindhouse Gang. Jeremy here. Recently, Brian and I did an episode about horror anthologies, and we had horror aficionado Sean Clark on as a guest. Sean is the co-host of the podcast, The Thing with Two Heads. He's also the tour guide through a lot of locations used in iconic horror movies in the series Horror's Hallowed Grounds. And if you're like me and watch a lot of Shout Factory Blu-rays, you've probably seen him there. If you're like everyone else, you've probably seen the show on YouTube. Anyhow, while we were chatting about some classic anthology horror films, we got off on a little tangent about Halloween Kills. And it wasn't super relevant to the discussion on the anthologies, but it was a lot of fun, and we decided to release it here as a little bonus episode. And for all of you spoiler-minded folks out there, keep in mind that there's going to be some spoilers in here. I mean, really, they're more like mild spoilers. And let's be real, the trailer had probably more spoilers in it than this discussion. But anyway, that's probably enough of a warning. Enjoy this bonus episode. Happy Halloween. And remember, evil dies tonight.
I'm coming for you, Michael.
You know, one more thing. I'm sure you've seen Halloween Kills.
Many times already.
What are your thoughts?
Overall, I liked it. It's got lots of problems, but at the end of the day, it was a fun Michael Myers movie. As far as the original goes, the art form, if you will, we're never going to get back to that. We're never going to get back to that classic style of cinema. We kind of just got to take it for what it is now and just enjoy it and have fun with it. And I enjoyed it. I liked it a lot better than the Rob Zombie stuff.
Yeah.
I can sit down and just pick that movie apart for sure.
Right. Yeah. That'd probably be a whole new podcast.
Yeah.
But
Chris and I just recorded one last night.
Oh, nice.
So, cool.
Is it up yet?
No, I'm editing it right now.
Oh, great.
So I'll have it up soon, but I might get it done by the end of tonight. But it's, yeah, we kind of deep dive into it, or I do. He has to kind of bite his lip a little bit, I think, because he's still got to make the third one. So you can't go on. I'm more critical than him, though, as far as, you know, he's a shut up and eat your popcorn guy. Yeah. I'm the like, well, how did that? He couldn't do that. You know, I'm the guy that points things out. You know, I'm going deep too. You know, I'll be like, okay, well, how would Marion Chambers even know those kids? You know, she
that
never
was one of the
met
questions
them.
I had, yeah.
If Halloween 2 never happened, she got attacked at a car outside the sanitarium.
Yeah, she had her car stolen.
How would she meet these little kids and become friends with them?
She wasn't even from Haddonfield. She was from
Smith's
Grove.
She wasn't really a survivor, so I mean, it barely got attacked.
Right.
Her car got stolen. You know?
Exactly. That's it.
She got carjacked.
Her
car
exactly. stolen. Yeah,
she got carjacked. So she's a carjack survivor. I don't know. So I can
that'll
go
damage
through that
somebody,
shit
man.
Through the whole movie and pick things like that make you go, yeah, that's, you know, why are you using footage from Halloween 2 when you said that movie didn't happen?
Yeah.
You see Annie on the stretcher from Halloween 2.
Oh wow, that's a good call. I didn't even.
That movie didn't happen, right? I mean, that incident happened, but that's from Halloween 2. So,
Wow, I didn't even catch that.
Yeah,
I'm ashamed of myself.
Stuff like that, that, you know. Here's another one for you. Want me to keep going? How, remember when Michael chases, he kills everybody at the SUV, and he chases Kyle Richards through the park, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. He hides behind the tree. He kind of goes up to the bridge, looks around, doesn't see her, crosses the bridge, leaves the park. At what point did he come back, move all those bodies, and display them in the playground while she's still hiding there?
Got to create the House of Horrors effect of all the bodies.
So was she sitting there the whole time watching him do this? You know, she would have had to
really,
been there.
That would have been really funny.
Maybe he has an
to.
Accomplice. You guys aren't factoring in the accomplice, okay?
Uh-huh.
Like
the man in black that we have.
Dr. Newness.
Yeah. He's got a grassy knoll accomplice.
See, okay. I think that they're going for the curse of Michael Myers. I think that's the direction they're going. So,
now how about this? Here's another one. So Michael, in the flashback stuff, Michael leaves the house. He was shooting at him. You know, he walks out the
terrible
front door.
Mm-hmm.
Where he gets stopped by the cops. They're all drawn weapons on him, right?
Yeah.
Loomis runs right past him and comes in and goes, was it Michael? Did he kill again? It's like, you just walked past him. He's standing right there.
You can ask him.
Yeah. Did you not just see him?
Did you see the guy in the William Shatner mask there?
Because what did he do? Did he go out the door, cruise around a little bit, then come back to that spot?
I did like the Numis, though. I thought that was, they did a good job. Numis, and they didn't do, they didn't do CG. Like, they just found an actor that looked like him, did a little bit of makeup on him. Like, that was good. You know, like, that's the way to do it.
Yeah. No, I was just with that guy this weekend at Monster Mania. He did his first convention. He was so excited. He was a guy that was working on the crew building the sets. And David Gordon Green saw him and said to Christopher Nelson, doesn't that guy look like Donald Pleasance? He goes, yeah. He goes, do you think you could make him look just like Donald Pleasance? He goes, yeah. And they just said, hey, you want to be in the movie?
Wow.
Yeah. He's a set builder. He's been working. I went to dinner with him on Sunday night and I started bending his ear going, so how long you been building sets in Wilmington? He's like, oh, since the early 80s. And I started naming all these movies. Did you work on Blue Velvet? And he's like, no. Did you work on The Crow? He's like, no. Nah. He goes, but a buddy of mine did. And I said, what about Trick or Treat? You know, the 80s one. And he's all, I did work on that one. We built the bedroom and the radio station. I started asking him all these questions. He told us stories about working on Abyss. Like crazy stories about working.
Really?
Yeah, he's got great stories, man. That's a guy I'd like to interview just because he's got some interesting stories. Tom Jones Jr.
Yeah.
That's cool. Interesting. Well, I heard they did the thing where it was like in Ed Wood when they had Vincent D'Onofrio play the face of Orson Welles, but Maurice LaMarche do the voice.
The voice, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, he didn't do the voice because he's kind of a good old boy. Can't toss that head. Yes, I had fun being Loomis, you know. So, yeah, they had did Michael kill again?
Yeah, I was going to say, I hope they don't ask him to do that line or something at one of the conventions, and he's like,
he was doing very well this night.
I shot him six times.
I shot him in the heart. I shot him. Michael kill again?
No. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
No, he's a cool guy.
You and Allison should not have to keep running. Evil dies tonight.
The episode that Sean mentioned of his podcast where he dives into Halloween Kills is now available. And there's a link to it in the show notes. Be sure to check that out. And keep a lookout for our horror anthology episode with Sean. It was a lot of fun, and I can't wait for you to hear it. Till next time, ciao.